Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Anna has returned to the program against her attorney's better advice.
Had to be here for Violetta's birthday party later tonight and just to be back.
Chuck E. Cheese, right?
That was one of the suggestions.
Great pizza.
We're going to the Chuck E. Cheese in Oak Lawn, though, because we want to. It's leaving. It's going out of business at the end of the year. Yeah.
One last hurrah.
Well, they were asked to go out of business. It wasn't like they weren't doing well. It's because they were told, you can't stay here.
They had a good run.
Well, I don't think they actually had a good run. Speaking of Oak Lawn, here's Eddie Olchek. Here he is. Edzo is here.
Chuck E. Cheese has got good pizza. I haven't been there. And yeah, I guess, well, let's see. My kids are 27, 26, 22, and 20. So I haven't been there in, I don't know, maybe 6 months.
We knew where you were going there.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, that was always tough parenting duty right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's just kind of smell in some kiddie-friendly places. I'm not going to say that one in particular, but sometimes when you take the kids to the birthday parties, you know, it's just a different.
It's tough. Yeah, there's not enough beer in the Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, they have it at Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They sell the beer.
Oh, yeah. They got to. Otherwise, the parents would go nuts. I mean, the parents would just leave the kids behind.
They just need to sanitize the whole place.
Yes, I think that's
fine.
You
need a lot of hand sanitizer.
Listen, when Chuck E. Cheese, when the mascot is a rat, that's got its own issue, I think, to itself. All right. Let us now, but that's not why we called. Ed, explain this to me right now, because I think I'm onto something. I believe this game tonight.
Hold on, Ro. Did you just say Ed?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I was going to say Eddie Olchek.
No one calls you Ed.
Ro, that hurts.
I know, Edzo.
That hurts.
I'm sorry.
That was wrong.
I apologize. I ran out of syllables.
This
anyway,
is going well.
This is any.
This
so the point
not
is
starting well.
This
at all.
Is the point, sir. What tonight is, to my mind, the most important Chicago Blackhawks game of the year thus far. Would you agree?
I wouldn't argue with you. I don't think, regardless of what happens, the outcome tonight, an outright win for the Hawks, a loss in overtime or shootout, or a loss in regulation. There's still plenty of hockey to go, but when you talk to the team and you read between the lines that, you know, if they have their sights set on first place, not only in the division, but overall in the Western Conference, you got to start closing this gap. And the way to do that is when you are playing the team you're trying to catch. And that's the Minnesota Wild. They still have a game in hand. They got, a good amount of lead on the Hawks. So, I think I would probably agree with you going into tonight's game. But if things don't go well, there's still lots of hockey to be played. Look, all it takes is one injury here or there, and all of a sudden, you know, you close that gap within a couple of weeks. But Minnesota's a good team, regardless of what a lot of people may think. This isn't by accident, and it should be one heck of a hockey game tonight, because tonight both teams rested. Both teams are, healthy for the most part, and it should be an entertaining game here tonight in St. Paul.
Well, it is interesting when you look at the NHL in total here. You've got in the East, it's interesting because the Canadiens are, sitting atop the Atlantic Division. But then the Metropolitan.
Not by much now, Ralph. Not by
a lot. Yeah, the Senators are right behind them, which is, congratulations to them. That's a turnaround for a franchise. But the Metropolitan Division, the Capitals have 85 points already. I mean, they're beasts. Yeah. The Penguins, your former team, 80 points. The Columbus, which was the hottest team in hockey for a while, 79 points. And so, you got some really tough teams in the East, but the Western Conference, right now the Hawks would be, if the playoffs were held tomorrow, they'd be tied for the second position in the entire West. So I wonder about right now, how important is that jockeying? You remember they won the Stanley Cup in 2015 coming in a lower seed to the playoffs.
Yeah.
How
important
do you take this to be?
The way the game is now and the way that the goaltending is and the way that coaches prepare their team, to me, I think just getting in, you give yourself a heck of a chance. And look, a couple of years ago, the LA Kings came in as an 8 seed in the Western Conference. And every series that they started, they went up 3 games to none. Now, remember, when you're an 8 seed, you start every series on the road. For four series, they went up 3-0 in every series. That's, you know, so they got in and eventually obviously won the Stanley Cup. So it's a lot different now than, you know, my era where home ice seemed to be the thing. Now, the one thing that I would want is I would want a game seven in my own building when, you know, the series is on the line. So when you talk to these guys and talk to Coach Q, they know the importance of winning the division, but there's still that pause of saying, look, we're not going to play Taves and Kane 28 minutes in game 57 or 8 or 9 or whatever it is, and where it might take its toll on us 3-4 games down the road. If it's the last game of the season and you're going for the division, then I think then you really see what the coach is, trying to get accomplished and to see what the ultimate goal is. But it's the Eastern Conference. You touch on the East. This is the first time in a long time where the East is much deeper than the West. Like, I can make a case for 5 or 6 teams, maybe even 7 teams in the West. We got the trade deadline coming up on March the 1st. In the West, it's for the first time in a long time, the East is a deeper conference. You talk about the Metropolitan Division. The Rangers are right there as well. So, I mean, you got 4 teams there that are the top.
Rangers had the same point total as the Hawks.
Five teams in the Eastern Conference coming out of one division. So, like I said, a lot of hockey to be played, but I do believe that the East is overall, that has nothing to do with, getting to the Stanley Cup final and East versus West. This is just, watching a lot of games and doing as much as I do.
I'm already getting ready.
A little deeper.
Yes, I'm just getting. I'm always getting ready for the playoffs. I'm preparing myself for the playoffs. I got my playoff beard going already. I got the whole thing. I'm ready to go. I'm so excited about this year because I have a sense that the one thing that I think that we've learned about the Hawks since 2010. Is that once the team won its first Stanley Cup, there is a system that they seem to employ here, and I don't really worry. I just want them in the playoffs. As you pointed out, you want them in a high enough seed that they're going to get a game seven in there. All the way through, you hope. They are a playoff built team. They do have a lot of even though they got a lot of young kids, but these kids are gelling great, aren't they?
Well, they are, and I think, you talk about the so-called, philosophy or the feel, and that all starts, at the top with Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough, Jay Blunk, all the way through to Stan Bowman and his staff, and then Joel and his staff and the tremendous players that they have on this team. And, you want to win every game, but that's not going to happen. But it is about going through the process, winning and then winning again and winning again and lots of change in turnover and then bringing in these young guys and hopefully showing them the way and bringing a lot in this year just because they had no other choice because of contracts kicking in is that you had to probably go a little bit younger than you would like. So you have to live with the mistakes and live with the on the job training. It's been amazing, and you got some young guys that have had up and down seasons, but that's expected. And I think for the most part, I think that they've done a really good job, and now it's just finding that consistency. And sometimes when you look up and down the bench or look on your roster, if you're Coach Q, you don't have a lot of options. I mean, just because that's the way that the rules are. So doesn't get much better than Joel. And these young guys have stepped up, and when you have leadership from Taves and Kane and Hossa and Seabrook and Keith and Jalmerson, you go on and on. Crawford, those guys will learn the right way. Now, whether or not they have an impact or not tonight or the most importantly in the first week of the playoffs, but these guys have earned their opportunity and hopefully are learning and will take that on and then eventually pass that on to the next future Blackhawks or wherever they may be 5 or 7 years down the road.
Eddie, do you foresee a trade for the Chicago Blackhawks?
I'm not sure, Kev. We've heard what the terrific general manager of the Blackhawks, Stan Bowman, has said. I think if there's a deal out there, He will certainly make it, as he has done in the past. He doesn't have a lot of leverage when it comes to salary cap space, and that's the greatest asset that you can have as a general manager, and the Hawks don't have a lot of that. But I will say is that, you know, something that, you know, we've talked about a little bit over the year, and something I had mentioned at the start of the year, you know, I think to find a little bit more offense out there, and yeah, there are probably 20 other teams that are looking for a lot of the same thing, depth on defense and an offensive guy. You know, it's something that it's tough to come by. So if you can find a guy and squeeze him under the salary cap, I would be surprised if they didn't add somebody as far as an offensive guy. I mean, that's what I would like to see them add. But you need a dance partner in order for that to happen. So we'll see what happens.
Now, what are they willing to give up?
You're
developing these young guys, and at some point you don't want to start to give away. I mean, there is a method, I think, and again, you mentioned Stan Bowman,
Let me say this. Look, the window is open again to win again. I think that, and again, living it as a player and having won as a player and coaching in this league for a couple of years as I did in Pittsburgh way back when, is that when the door is open, even when you've won three championships, I think that the philosophy has always been here is, look, we got a chance. And if we can improve the team, regardless if we have to give up an asset, because you look and see what's happened here the last 8 or 9 years. I mean, assets have gone out the door and they've still been able to replenish. And yeah, sometimes it gets a little lean and you lose out in the playoffs and those things are going to happen. But I think when you look at it realistically, and again, I'm looking at it as a hockey guy, nothing other than a hockey guy. If any team in the Western Conference can add a piece or two and give themselves a legitimate chance, this is the year. Because I think that, look, the jury is out on Minnesota. There's no question about it. And then you can go up and down. I mean, you talk to the majority of hockey people, a lot of people still think that, you know, it's going to go through the Blackhawks at some point. If you're going to be able to win and win the Western Conference, you're going to have to go through the city of Chicago. Yeah. So I think you have to explore every avenue, and they do. But I think especially in this year where there's really no favorite, you know, like there's always going to be a couple of favorites, Minnesota, you know, the Hawks, I like Anaheim a little bit, but San Jose, you got to put in there because of the success they had last year.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when the door is open,
I'm with you.
You got to jump through.
You've also had some teams go down that, you know, natural rivals like the Blues and stuff, they're having terrible seasons. So it's the door, I think you're 100% right. The door is wide open to get to the Stanley Cup. The question is, what are they looking at when they get to the Stanley Cup? Because there's some beasts in the East.
What's it going to cost you? And that's where you got to, as a manager or hockey operations, is you have to weigh, you know, you have to weigh the positives and negatives. And again, it comes down to the financial first. And that's one something I think fans need to understand. It comes down to the financials first because of the hard salary cap there is in the National Hockey League.
Eddie Olczyk, Edzo.
Thanks, Eddie.
There
you go.
Eddie.
Not Ed. You don't got to tell me twice.
I've never been called Ed.
I know. Even his parents don't call him Ed. All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. There he goes.
Maybe not.
I think he's mad at you.
Violetta. Why would you call me that?
Don't call me V. You can call me V, actually.
Vicky has traffic.
No, definitely not Vicky.